Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
Hey, I'm a little bit frazzled, and I think if you look on my account, hopefully in front of you with all the notes on there, maybe you can help me out here.
My okay. Name
coming up, that account should be.
Yes, sir. So I have your account pulled up. I just need you to verify your first and last name, your address for me.
Just did, David Watson. And my address, 1319 Tellaway Road, Eden, North Carolina, 27288.
Okay. So I see that you did order the pulse meter, and how may I help you today?
Well, yeah, I ordered the pulse meter, and my notes on there that I just got through going round and round with should show that my wife got, the reason I called today was because we caught this charge from Consumer Ready Bright for $49.97, and we did not know what this was for. The entire issue of the Ready Bright, or excuse me, the oxygen pulse meter, my understanding initially was that according to the survey, I take a survey and I pay shipping and handling and have my choice of these items. I did not read, and if it was my fault, apparently I'm paying the price for it now. The fine print where I was going to be enrolled in these recurring charges towards the gift card and all this ridiculous rigmarole. And so my wife got these charges that came up every month, and she assumed that it was something that I had ordered. Apparently, you know, that we had a disconnect there, and until we were here today when this charge came in on her phone, and I do not remember ordering anything, so that's where we got the number to call for Consumer Ready Bright, called got customer support, and I got the entire background of what's been going on since October 26, 2021, which is when I got my pulse oxygen reader, pulsometer, however you want to pronounce it. And so I got the last charge. We got the last charge, refunded that, canceled my membership. But she also told me because of the four charges that were already made on 10/30, going back to October, 10/30, 11/30, the one on 12/31 was declined. And then I had, I think, two more since then for a total of, she said there was like $125 four times for a $500 credit. Is that correct? Is that what you show?
Okay. So, yeah, so you're saying that you never ordered it, or like you never placed the order? You're saying this is fraud, sir?
I'm sorry. What did you ask me?
You're saying this is fraud, F-R-A-U-D?
No, I'm a little hard of hearing, so.
Okay, you're saying this is fraud, F-R-A-U-D?
I'm not understanding what you're asking me.
Saying this is fraud, F-R-A-U-D?
No.
Okay, so you do remember placing the order, correct?
No, I do not want to place an order.
Okay, I'm not asking to place the order, so I'm saying, do you remember? Like, okay, so you're saying it's fraud that you or your wife never placed the order, correct?
No, we did initially when we took the survey, and I got the pulse oximeter, okay? But we have never placed any order since then. We have not redeemed any gift cards. As a matter of fact, I didn't know that we were getting recurring charges and what they were related to. That's your customer support lady was very, she was very knowledgeable in explaining to me what exactly had happened. Okay, and so I did not want to get recurring charges $49.97, you know, since. And we paid four of them, my understanding, since October. One was declined, so we have a total of supposedly $500 for a gift card voucher. And I do not have that. I don't have that link to that. She said, and she advised me that, you know, that I need to go to the Top Consumer Deals to, once I get the voucher number. So I need to go and take advantage of that, you know, because that was money that I've been credited for in the form of a gift card.
Okay.
So, but my whole point is, you know, I cannot believe that, that this is actually, that I'm having to go through this to get, you know, she gave me a cancellation number. I absolutely want to cancel. I wanted to get something back out of the money that I've already paid. Hopefully a refund of all of it would be wonderful so I can get this out from underneath here. I don't want to, you know, play this game of I can use a gift card or a voucher to get my money back. I would just much prefer to be counseled because I don't have a problem with filing a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. I've done it before on these recurring charges things, and you know, I try to work with the people. If I've made a mistake in not reading the fine print or jumping through all the hoops that I'm supposed to in order to, you know, get my money, then it's on me. But I do not recall any kind of emails or anything I've gotten from your company regarding these charges. The only thing is it shows up on my wife's bank account. But
okay,
I haven't gotten any kind of emails about this, you know, where I can decline it online. There's been no kind of timely note of these charges.
Okay, so your account has been canceled. She did refund you in full for the most recent charge, which was the 1st of February. She refunded that charge in full. I'm able to offer you a 35% refund for the charge in January.
Did you say a 35% refund?
For the January charge, that is correct.
Yeah, and what would be wrong with a 100% refund?
Okay, well, it is a valid charge, so as a courtesy, I can meet you halfway and give you a 50% courtesy refund. Would that work for you?
So it's let's make a deal time, huh? You know, listen, I don't have, what I really resent is the time it's taking me to do this, and my time is worth money. And by the way, I have got my grandchildren here that I'm supposed to be paying attention to and enjoying them, not negotiating with this online. You have an operator number or something, because I'm over this. I'm going to file a Better Business complaint with your company and get it and let someone else handle it who gets paid to handle these things and negotiate with the company. This is unethical business practice, jumping through all these hoops. I don't think 50% is a good return on my money. I would like 100% return on my money, and I would much rather do that than continue negotiating or whatever. I don't think I should have to negotiate over money that's been taken from me without any kind of notice. Like, you know, you would think as a minimum, you get a notice online, Watson, this is a charge, you have 3 days to decline it. Never got that.
Okay, so all the information was stated online in the terms and conditions, sir. When you click that box saying that you were 18 or older and that you read the terms and conditions, you then let us know that you read the terms and conditions, you understand that you agreed to it. What I can do for you is meet you over halfway and give you a 75% courtesy refund. Would that work for you?
You mean for my total charges, the four times I've been?
Okay, so I'm offering you a courtesy refund for 75% refund for the charge in January. She already refunded in full the February charge. I can offer you a 75% refund for the January charge, and I can also offer you a 35% refund for the December charge. Would that work for you? I'm sorry, not the December, the November charge. Would that work for you?
You know what? Actually, I don't think it would. Do you have a number or something? Because when I make my complaint, I have to know, tell them who I talk to, if you have an operator number or a customer rep, whatever. I really don't feel like, you know, doing this over the phone. I've got my wife just opened the door and looked in here. She's got my grandchildren out there, and I don't really feel like having to go through negotiating over the phone and raising my blood pressure. I'll make a complaint with the Better Business Bureau about this and try to calm down enough to enjoy some regular life, because the stress that I'm dealing with now is not worth it. And by the way, you're talking to a 36-year postal employee who has worked nights for 36 years, and my patience is way, way thin. And I just don't play around. If someone has done me wrong, We're going to whatever bat I've got to swing, I'm going to swing it. And I don't want to go through this negotiating. I don't think it's reasonable to only get, 35 cents of my money back.
Okay, if you allow me to speak, sir, I'm trying to assist you. I did go ahead and get you fully refunded for the January charge. What I can do for you about the November charge is issue a 35% refund. Would that work for you?
No, just give me your name or number, somebody, to where I make my complaint. I'll say, this is who I spoke with. I know a lot of times customer service reps, you have a name of the day that you go by so that your real name doesn't really get out there. But,
Okay, I can meet you halfway and give you a 50% refund about that charge, sir. Would that work for you?
Let me clarify something right now, because I did not hear you say anything about this phone call being recorded. Okay, that is pretty much a disclaimer a lot of companies use to protect themselves. I understand that, the legal requirements for that. So I can ask you, is this phone call being recorded right now?
Yes, sir, it is. All our calls are monitored and recorded.
Okay.
And I can meet you over halfway and give you a 75% courtesy refund about the charge in November as well. Would that work for you?
You know what? Let's cut to the chase here. Yes, that would work. So if you would do that, and also send me an email confirming that and confirming what you're agreeing to. And I've got my cancellation number here for the membership. And now just one more question. For the remaining money that I have already paid in that I'm not going to get refunded, I'm going to get a gift card voucher for that amount that I can redeem at the Top Consumer Ideals website.
Okay. So about the okay, so the $49.97 from February you're being refunded for. The $49.97 from January you're being refunded for as well. The $49.97 from November you're being partially refunded, 75%.
Okay.
And let me see, one moment, please, sir. Place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
See you here one moment, please.
Okay.
I'm still here. Just bear me a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you should have already received that email, sir, about that gift card as well.
Okay,
make sure you check your go back and check your spam and your junk folder for around October. So since you're not being refunded for the October charge around October the 30th, that is what when you would need to. Well, around like
okay,
the 26th.
You said that may have been in my junk file.
Your spam or your junk.
Yeah, well, anybody who has a computer, laptop these days knows that they fill up faster than you know, you can imagine. So I do delete them, and I have probably deleted them, emptied my junk file. So, yeah, they should know it. And quite frankly, if we had a business relationship, they should have not gone to a junk file anyway. You know, an email business.
Okay, yes, sir. It don't necessarily go there, but it can go there.
It should have came to my legitimate email address. So
it does, sir, but sometimes it can go in there. It happens on mistake, sir. But no problem. I'll get that resent out to you. Let me place you on a brief hold moment. For that one from November, you're going to receive back $36. It will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Give me one moment so we can make sure we get the email resent out to you, sir, about that. And also, the emails that we have on file is TELLOWATSON@hotmail.com. Is that you, correct?
At hotmail.com, correct.
One moment, please. Okay, just stay here, just bear with me a moment. Get that done for you. Okay, so I did go ahead and get that done for you, sir. You should receive the next 24 hours, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and thanks so much for calling, because support you. Enjoy a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.